जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधा गोपी जान वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जान रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा श्रील भाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस वराजाचार्य अष्ट सदस्य श्रीमद श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी पाद की जय अनंत गुरी वैष्णवृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापूर्ण बुद्धि धाम की जय अलाचुआ धाम की जय समवेत वैष्णवृंद की जय निताय गौर ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, welcome to morning beautiful sadhana headed by Mangalarati, and now we have a Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are reciting a particular sloka of 13th chapter, first canto. Srila Prabhupada entitled this canto as Dhritarashtra Quits Home. And today's sloka is 48. So before we begin, we recite together a particular form of Bhagavan Vasudeva, Bhagavan Krishna, who very mercifully purify our consciousness, and his name is Vasudev. So please fold your hand and recite together or responsibly. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Nashta Prayesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki. I'm sure you all are aware, we pray to four great personalities in that prayers. A personality first is Supreme Lord, who is very merciful, and we are eternally related to him, and he is recollecting his lost servants. So that Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, and then Naranarayan Rishi. There is a two form in one personality, not that two, they are not two different personalities, who is performing severe austerities since long time till now, just for the welfare of all the living entity, so we don't suffer. And the third personality is this. This is a beautiful verse written on the wall of birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Bhagisa jasya vadane lakshmi jasya bakshasi jasyaste hridaye sambit tam nishinga ham bhaje. That Bhagavan's chest has a Lakshmi Devi, also in his heart there is a great personality reside eternally. name is Sambit Patinsi, who is directly manifest as a chit potency, and in spiritual world that potency will connect us with sambandha and feelings for the Lord, relationship and feelings, when it manifests here in this world as a Saraswati Devi, where the Brahmaji also got this Gayatri Mantra, same personality. So we also bow down to her lotus feet and expecting and praying for her connecting us to the Lord, so we can be illuminated in our heart and we awaken our divine love for Him, so we can serve. And then also we are very wonderfully glorifying Vyasdev, who out of compassion, instead of keeping the most secret Bhagavatam in the heart, he actually revealed it. And this Bhagavatam is different than the original Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is more complete. This Bhagavatam, this written format, is the edition of Suta Goswami, who actually gave Sukhdev Goswami's, and the origin Bhagavatam that Narad Muni, Lord spoke to Brahmaji, Brahmaji to Narad Muni, Narad Muni to Vyasdev, and Sukhdev Goswami's and Suta Goswami's, all combined essence, the most potential. So we are very fortunate. And finally, the most important saintly divine personality, Srila Prabhupada, who out of his mercy translated this into English and gave his own purport, commentary. So we bow down to all these five personalities before we recite the Bhagavatam. And just by saying that sloka, it's good, but Lord Krishna says, if you don't know, getta getta cha karmani lokayam anutishtati, vidusa karma siddhi sept, vidusa, getta getta, people are in this bhakti path, they knowingly doing things, and they don't know, but they are doing things. So Krishna says, getta agetta, one who knows vidusha completely, he will get the highest result. And if we are chanting, we are doing things, but we are not aware why we are doing, and what is the result comes, and our humility doesn't develop, then we will be taking long time, you will get less result. So with that note, we are going to begin today's text 48. This is a beautiful verse. What I was not feeling happy of hearing the previous few verses, it's concluded actually here, and I was surprised. That was like it for me, it was like very touchy to heart. So we'll recite together, but I'm going to read the word-to-word meaning so we are aware what we are reciting. Tat, therefore, idam, this manifestation, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Rajan, O King, Eka, one without second, without a second, Atma, the super soul, Atmanam, Atmanam, by his energy, Sadrik, qualitatively like him, Antara, without, Anantaraha, within and by himself, Bhati, so manifests Pashya, look, come unto him only, Mayaya, by manifestation of different energies, Urdha, appears to be many. Tat idam Bhagavan Rajan, Eko Atma. Eka Atma ಆತ್ಮನಾಂ ಸದೃಕ್ ಅಂತರೋ ಅನಂತರೋ ಭಾತಿ ಪಶ್ಯತಂ ಪಶ್ಯತಂ ಮಾಯಯಾರುಧ ತದೀದಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಏಕ ಆತ್ಮಾ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಸದೃಕ್ ಅಂತರೋ ಅನಂತರೋ ಭಾತಿ ಪಶ್ಯತಂ ಮಾಯಯಾರುಧ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಚಂದ್ ಹರಿದಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸದೃ ಆದೀನಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಏಕಾತ್ಮ ಭಾತಿ ಪಶ್ಯತಾಂ ಮಾಯಾರುಧ ಮದರ್ಸ್ ತಾದೀದಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಏಕೋ ಆತ್ಮಾತ್ಮನಾಧ್ವಿ ಅಂತರ ಅನಂತರ ಭಾತಿ ಪಶ್ಯತಾಂ ಮಾಯಾರುಧ. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, O King, are we familiar who is speaking to whom? Can you help me? Who is speaking? Narad Muni is speaking. To who? Yudhishthira Maharaj. Okay. Therefore, O King, you should look to the Supreme Lord only, who is one without a second, who manifests himself by different energies and is both within and without. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namo Sri Chaitanya Manovistam ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಗದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಶ ಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದ ಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಾಂ ಸಾಗರ ಜಾತಾಂ ಸಹಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ನಮೋ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಸುನ್ನವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುವೆಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುವೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತಬಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ. ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಐ ಗಾಟ್ ಎ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಚಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ವೈ ಡೂ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ? So just to answer to that Prabhu who texted me this morning, I didn't talk to him yet because I didn't have time, that Narad Muni, same Narad Muni who is speaking here, told glorified Bhagavatam to Gop Kumar that to revive the relationship and to chant pure name, holy name is a person. He has a character, quality, everything, 64 qualities. And when we talk about the holy name is not a form alone. Holy name is a substance. Just like Srila Prabhupada, the answer to Bhagavan Das, his letter, he asked in the temple we are chanting all, is the result of our chanting is same for everybody? Very nice question, I thought. And Prabhupada, most of the time I notice, Prabhupada does not answer yes or no. Prabhupada explains so nicely for benefit, so we can grasp it. Srila Prabhupada says that one's chanting has to connect with the Absolute. When he says connect, connect doesn't mean you have an ability. You take shelter of a person who has a connection. First. Second, then Prabhupada said, proportion to your conscious acceptance. How much you hear about Krishna, Krishna's quality, Krishna's character, Krishna's relationship, his beauty, his Benu Madhuri flute, his Vrindavan Leela, his Mathura Leela, all this conception, and how much you maintain belief that you hear him. How much you taking in your heart and apply it in your life and exhibit through your own personal, like sadhana, that much will come out when we chant. Because holy name is not Namakshara. I just did a little recently seminar on Harinam Chintamani for 10 days. And it's interesting, I learned something that I never even thought so deeply, that maximum, if you do not have, just like Bhakti Siddhanta Sura Thakur says, you cannot make complete worship of Krishna without Radharani. It will be imperfect and incomplete, he says. Similarly, he says, chanting holy name without hearing Bhagavatam, without hearing about holy name's glorification, is never complete, never perfect. So from that angle to look at it, that maximum benefit I will get if I am not interested of hearing about Krishna but I'm chanting, I'll go to the border of Vaikuntha. That's it. It will never take me inside. Of course I don't go my own, but my endeavor is a big deal with the mercy of Krishna. Guru's mercy and Krishna, our endeavor has to be combined. So it's very important that we pay attention about the entire Bhagavatam, Krishna's discussion anywhere, Krishna book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all this. And you wonder, what is that, chapter 15, text 278, Prabhupada writes, if somebody don't read all those books, anybody remembers about that? What will happen? Even you chant, what will happen? Fall down. See, that's what, it's very heavy. So we are going to discuss this chapter, very interestingly, how Prabhupada gives so secret here. So I'm going to read the first paragraph and then we'll discuss a few minutes. Prabhupada began with, the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is one without a second. But he manifests himself by different energies because he is by nature blissful. The living beings are also manifestation of his marginal energy, qualitatively one with the Lord. There are innumerable living beings, both within and without, the external and internal energies of the Lord. Since the spiritual world is a manifestation of the Lord's internal energy, the living beings within the internal potency are qualitatively one with the Lord without contamination from the external potency. Although qualitatively one with the Lord, the living being, due to contamination of the material world, is pervertedly manifested. Therefore, he experiences so-called happiness and distress in the material world. Such experiences are ephemeral, means short time, do not affect the spirit soul. The perception of such ephemeral happiness and distress is due only to the forgetfulness of his quality, which are equal to the Lord's. I'll go one more. There is, however, a regular current from the Lord himself, from within and without, by which to rectify the fallen condition of the living being. From within, he corrects the desiring living beings as localized Paramatma, and from without, he corrects by his manifestation, the spiritual master, and reveals scriptures. One should look into the Lord. One should not be disturbed by the so-called manifestation of happiness or distress. But he should try to cooperate with the Lord in his outward activities for correcting the fallen souls. So first paragraph, in other words, when we chant holy name, we should always think that the holy name, Harinam Prabhu, is endowed with potency. What are the potency? How many potencies Lord has? Prabhupada explained in this two paragraph. One potency Supreme Lord has. And Prabhupada quoted that verse many times. Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Sruyate Natasya Karjam Karanam Cha Vidyate Na Tat Sama Abhadikasya Dishyate Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Sruyate Sabhaviki. Sabhaviki, you know the word Sabhaviki, you know in Indian, means normal, natural. You don't have to do endeavor. What is that means here? That one Parashakti, Lord is always endowed with the Shakti. To think that holy name without Shakti is, you never going to even touch. It's like a Namakshara. And Lord will never reveal without his Shakti. Nobody approach absolute truth or holy name without potency. Krishna always reveal through his Shakti. Question is which Shakti? But without Shakti, holy name never reveals. So we should remember there is one Shakti, but that one Shakti has a unlimited manifestation. The mostly are known in three: internal, marginal, external. So one Shakti manifests three ways. Then each Shakti has a three functions. Everybody is with me? Yeah? How many Shakti? No, one. And how many manifestations of that one Shakti? Three. And each Shakti has three functions. Very good. So Antaranga Shakti, when manifest in the spiritual world, that is called the spiritual world, what we think of spiritual world, what information we get, including the body of the Lord too. But that doesn't mean the Lord's body is separate from the Lord. Has to be very scrutinizedly understanding this. Sandini potency, Sat. Sandini potency manifests his body, but the Sandini potency cannot exist separately from God. In other words, he is that potency also. Shakti shakti matayo abhed. Everybody understood? But at the same time, non-dual substance, but non-dual substance doesn't mean no variety. Just like we say Krishna is Atmaram, self-satisfied. Self-satisfied doesn't mean he doesn't do anything. It's a misunderstanding. Somebody self-satisfied, completely happy, doesn't mean he does not do anything. No definition says that. So we have to look at from that angle, that one potency manifests. So when Sandini manifests there as the everything, the forest, the body of the Lord, body of the, all the Parshad associates, Govardhan, Vrindavan. But the relationship is not established by the Sat potency. Relationship is established by Krishna himself. Everything is related to Krishna. So, one lecture Prabhupada said, Brajendra Nandan means where Radha, Krishna and Balaram. And you say, wow, Brajendra Kumar means Radha, Krishna and Balaram. Yes, because Sat, Chit, Ananda, predominating deity of three potencies are, Balaram is the predominating deity of all the existential. Radharani is the predominating deity of all the relishment, nourishing, and all the relationship and feelings are established by the Sambit or Chit potency. Beautiful this purport that Prabhupada gave. I'm just elaborating a little more what I heard from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jaiva Dharma, many books. So this is in the spiritual world. What about the material world? The same Sandini potency, when comes down, descends through the material nature, through the three modes, then it also manifests all the existence, the 14 planetary system, the body of all of us, the every living entity gets. But the soul is not made by the, in other words, soul has nothing to do with the material modes or material quality. But this body is carrying these qualities. For an example, I'm speaking. Is the soul speaking or the body speaking? Who is speaking? Now, I'm desiring, and the demigod is actually making through this body. We have to be very practical. There is a fire god who is vibrating. I'm not vibrating actually. I'm just desiring how to glorify. The fire god, he's vibrating, and then the air god is taking into the air to your ear. And there is a Dikpal, another demigod, who is allowing you to let it enter into your head, brain cell, and it will dictate. If it is familiar, then you will catch it. Whether you want to keep it in your heart, that is up to you. It is not up to demigod. That's where the game is. We have to be very aware how this whole mechanism works physically. Then Sambit potency, same thing, establish a relationship in this world through filtering these three modes. But filtering through the modes means it has a beginning and end. That is the problem. That's why Prabhupada used that word, ephemeral, means brief, temporary, short. So then, same Ladini Shakti, same Ladini Shakti, pleasure potency of the spiritual world, when it filters through this here, manifest here, it's the Jarananda, or material enjoyment, or material pleasure. Now, when it passes through the Jiva Shakti, that's three function, then it's a Brahma Bhuta, Brahma Gyan, Brahmananda.
So this is how, in a short version, we should always meditate when we chant. Because holy name is always with the potency. If we are not familiar with those potency, we should study and hear about it. Otherwise, we will not go too far. This is not ultimate, but at least this is the base, basic, has to be. Then, second part Prabhupada writes, let's see. By his order only, one should become spiritual master. Oh, did I miss one paragraph before? No? Okay, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes. This is the second paragraph. The Prabhupada talks about the Paramatma. So I'm going to mention a little bit about Paramatma. Why I'm mentioning that Paramatma is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It is not my opinion. It's Rupa Goswami Pad's opinion. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad says that every literature you read, when you serve the Grantha, there is the Bostu Nirdesh, means what is the object, who is the personality represented in the entire book. Like Bhagavatam, there is one sloka is the main in every pages. Which sloka do you know? Ete changsa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. This sloka and connection with the first verse, janma adi asya, has to be combined in order to see Bhagavatam. Otherwise we will not be able to, we will just read it, but we won't be able to grasp it or relish it. And then second verse, dharma prajjita kaitavatra, its focus has to be through that. Why? Because it will uproot our material attachment. Dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nirmat saranam satam. Of course, it has to be nirmat sara means no fishiness. You know fishiness? In the fishy world, fish world, the big fish doesn't like small fish to grow, so they eat. In our devotee association, if I see somebody is more advancing, I should feel happy. Guna adhikam mudam lipshet. If I don't feel happy, then I need to correct here. If some devotee is advancing, I should be happy. Guna adhikam mudam lipshet. Fourth canto Bhagavatam says, anuprasam guna adhamat. If somebody is not advancing very quick, is my heart softening towards to uplift that person? Maitri samannat. And if somebody is equal level, you feel, am I eager to hear also that person's? Or I think I am the authority. I think I know better than them. If these three qualities not present internally and externally, then the detachment from this world, which is the result of, what did Prabhupada say? Renunciation is the result of genuine spiritual emotion. I love the way Prabhupada said it. Renunciation is the result of genuine spiritual emotion. When this takes place, then automatically this will happen. So here, on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vishwanath Chakravarti commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he gives that we should focus on one sloka. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is 1.3. Jad addaitam brahma upanishadi tadupashyatanubha jatma antarjami purusha sahasansa vibhava sarayisharja purna bhagavan jasayamayam na chaitannat krishna jagati paratatta paramiha. And Srila Prabhupada translated, what the Upanishad described as impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body. Whose body? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. And the Lord known as the Super Soul, But his localized planetary portion. So who is super soul?
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He is partial. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna himself with full six opulences. He is the absolute truth. No other truth is greater than or equal to him. Period. Beautiful. So I'm going to, because of the time, I'm going to give a little explanation of what I understood from the purport of Srila Prabhupada. There's a big purport later on the first chapter. The question comes that Lord says, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham, that there are many verses. Another verse is Trivir Ganer Mayer Bhavir Sarvamidam Jagat. The whole world is under Maya, and I am actually the controller from the behind. Then 9.4, 9.5 also Krishna says, Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagat Abhyakta Murtina. By me, the whole material creation is pervaded. So many verses in Bhagavad Gita explains that Krishna is everywhere as a super soul. So my question is, that I made a little note here, that since Krishna is everywhere, in the atoms, in between atoms, why did he repeat it a few places that he is in the heart? Sarvasya chaham ridhi. You know the word ridhi means? Where a soul thinks, where his soul is aware, where soul he have a feeling, Krishna says, I am there. Now, if you think of the heart here, this body has so many, I don't know how many atoms are there. I never heard it or don't know how to calculate. But nonetheless, Krishna says he is in the atom, in between atom, everywhere. Why did he say again that I am in the heart? Because when we think of Krishna everywhere, in every atom, that is his omnipresent. He is omnipresent, okay, very good. He is everywhere. But why he has to repeat it again? 1861, 1515, he repeated again. Yeshara sarva bhutanam riddesha arjuna tishtuti. Again he repeated, riddesha. I am in the heart. Because omniscience are not focused so much. Here is omniscience. Krishna cares for us. That's why he repeated, I am in the heart. I care for you. See, Krishna situated in everything, and everything is situated in him. There's a famous verse, 6:30. Jamam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamoi pashyati. Tasyam na pranashyami sachame pranashyati. Once you have a relationship with Krishna, then you never lose his connection. What do you mean lose his connection? Like Prabhupada said, when a mother sees the shoes of a child, what does she see? Child, it's not the shoes. Similarly, when we see this material world, when you see the spiritual world, when you hear about Brahmananda, whatever we hear, everything is connected with who? Krishna. So we think of always Krishna. Whether it's a material world, suffering or happiness, whatever it is, it's all Krishna. This is the verse. Jomam pashyati sarvatra, one who sees me in everything and everything in me. It requires some faith, that's all. It requires faith. It is not a mundane logic argument. And you want to do mundane logic argument, stay far. You'll never get it. So one who has a faith, he sees that everything is connected with Krishna, he is Lord of the Nath, Lord of the heart, then he never is separated from him, and Krishna says, I'm never lost to him, and he will never be lost to me. Okay, that's wonderful. But I made a few points. Who is the Lord of the heart? One, he is omniscient, he is creator of the world, he is self-born, he is controller of time, he is knower of all, he is the Ishwara of Pradhan, Maya, he is Ishwara of Jiva, he is full of all transcendental qualities, he is beyond all material qualities, yet he is their master. He binds the Jiva in the, you know, this is a one interesting point. I have never found any sloka backing that actually originally how the Jiva came here is caused by what? Now there is a many philosophy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also gave in Jiva Dharma, different philosophy we can go. But the best one I found for me is in the Prabhupada's Markine Bhagavad Dharma sloka. When he wrote this song, he says this. This is the desire of the Lord. Because he wants the soul to go through this heart struggle to come to him and say, material world was tough, my Lord. I'm so happy to be back to serve you at your lotus feet. This is wonderful. And Prabhupada wrote this in a two sloka in the Markine Bhagavad Dharma. He binds the jiva in samsara, places them in their position and liberates them from it. Okay, the next paragraph. Time is always sensitive. By his order, one should become spiritual master and cooperate with the Lord. One should not become a spiritual master for one's personal benefit, for some material gain or as an avenue of business or occupation for earning livelihood. Bona fide spiritual masters who look unto the Supreme Lord to cooperate with him are actually qualitatively one with the Lord, and forgetful ones are perverted reflection only. Prabhupada concludes the paragraph, the purport so wonderfully. He says, Yudhishthira Maharaj is advised by Narada, therefore, not to be disturbed by the affairs of so-called happiness and distress. I hope everybody heard that. But to look only unto the Lord to execute the mission for which the Lord has descended. That was the prime duty. What a wonderful Prabhupada writings. That was the prime duty. So I'll touch few things within 5 minutes and then we'll have a little discussion if you need to. So I made a few questions myself and tried to find the answer. Does the absolute truth enjoy with insignificant soul? And those who are listening online, you can read Bhagavatam 10.50.29. Beautiful verse. There is a nice interesting point given. The philosopher Aristotle, it's in our Bhagavatam. The philosopher Aristotle once argued that the Supreme God would hardly take part in human activities, since all ordinary activities are unworthy of such a divine being. Similarly, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who almost certainly never read the work of Aristotle, raises a similar point. Since Sri Krishna creates, maintains and annihilates the entire universe, isn't an uninteresting mismatch when he fights against Jarasandha? The answer is, the Lord plays the part of human being, expending his pleasure potency, creates thrilling transcendental pastimes, full of suspense and dynamic action. By the Lord's Jogamaya, internal potency, he appears exactly like a human being. Thus, we may enjoy the spectacle of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Person acting on the earthly stage. Undoubtedly, stubborn, agonistic will argue that since Krishna is God, there is no real suspense involved. Such skeptics simply do not understand. What they don't understand? Krishna's supreme attractiveness, attractive potency, his beauty, his drama. Krishna plays drama when he comes here. even on the material stage, possess their own fascinating logic. Similarly, we love Krishna for his own sake. We appreciate his beauty for its own sake. We enjoy Krishna's pastime because they are in fact wonderful in and of themselves. In fact, Krishna executes his pastimes not for a mundane egoistical purpose, but for our pleasure. Thus, the presentation of spiritual pastime is itself an act of love that Krishna performs for the infinite spiritual happiness of pure-hearted soul who have transcendent material envy of the Godhead. You should read that purport, it's so beautiful. In this regard, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes an important verse from Gopal Tapuni Upanishad. Narakriti parabrahma karana manusaha. The Supreme Absolute Truth for his own purpose appears in a human life, although he is the source of everything. Similarly, 10.14.32, we find Jad Mitrani Paramananda Parabrahma Sanatana. The source of transcendental bliss, the eternal Supreme Brahma, has become their friend. So question comes, how do you feel? This is my question. If your parents were partial towards your siblings, would you be comfortable when your teacher is biased towards your classmate? It is natural to expect from one superior or guardian a similar treatment as one's equal received. Any discrepancy in that leads to disappointment. Perception of partiality is painful. I hope you all agree. Could demotivate people and slacken their spirit. What if one sees partiality in God? This was the problem with Dhritarashtra. I hope that's why I brought this. Dhritarashtra spoke to Krishna. They had a conversation. Krishna even displayed his universal form to Dhritarashtra. He was born blind, but Krishna gave him divine eye. Divine eye doesn't mean spiritual eye, sambandha eye. Anyway, that's another topic. But it's very beautiful to understand. It's a particular means. When Arjuna was given a divine eye, corresponding mind was given also with that. But Arjuna's relationship, that corresponding mind was not given. That's why Arjuna is disturbed. When the demigods saw the universal form, they are happy. They want to see the universal form. You follow? But Arjuna has a friendship relationship with the Lord, so that corresponding mind did not come with the divine eye to Arjuna. That's why he felt disturbed. So this is very interesting. Isn't God equal to all? Yes, God is equal to all. He's equipoised. There's a famous verse, I hope everybody knows. Samaham sarva bhutesu na me deshasti na priya je bhajanti tumam bhakta mai te teshu chapi aham. Krishna says, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone, I am equal to all. But the second line has a clue. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also friend to him. So he shows favoritism. Let's speak few story, I'm sure you'll know. Not elaborate, you all aware of this. First is, Lord Krishna descend into this world with various incarnations. Why? He says, paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam. He established dharma sangsthapana. He established dharma, the eternal dharma, nitya dharma. So to do that, he incarnate again and again. But let's see, does God favorite? He has favoritism or not. To favor the demigod, Lord incarnated as Varahadev and killed the great demon named Hiranyaksha. Thank you. He later took the form of Nrisingadev and killed the demon named Hiranyakashipu. To reinstate Indra as the king of heaven, Lord appeared as a dwarf Brahmana named Brahmana. Took away the kingdom of Bali Maharaj by cheating. It's not a good quality in one sense. When the demigod and demon churned the milk ocean, nectar appeared. At that time the Lord came in the form of beautiful woman called? Thank you. And cheated the demon. Gave all the nectar to the demigods. He even beheaded the demon Rahu, who tried to drink the nectar in disguise. Thus several times the Lord cheated, subdued, killed the demon and showed his favoritism towards the demigod. Is he therefore known as Surapriya? There is a word, Surapriya is in Bhagavatam, that is favorite to the demigod. Now what is the discrepancy? That's the question. This difference in treatment is not exactly God's partiality. This is very important. But his reciprocal nature. Some expect God to fulfill their material desire. You ever heard that? Some expect to be one with him. They are called Gyani. First is called Karmi. But some selflessly serve him with no expectation in return. They are called Hare Krishna people, devotees. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 4:11, what did he say? Je jathamam prabaddante tangstataiva vajamiham. That is why different people achieve different results. Although their endeavor seems similar. There's a very nice one article I remember read in BTG many years back. He said, human eyes sees the endeavor and they communicate with that. And the great souls sees the attitude behind the endeavor and they reciprocate like this. However, cannot be called as God's partiality. One who is influenced by the three material modes, namely goodness, passion and ignorance, exhibit partiality on a material plane. The Lord is transcendental to these modes and he is beyond dualities of happiness and distress. What to talk about God? Even pure devotee like Prabhupada, there is no partiality. I give you a little story, I don't know if you heard it, maybe you heard it many times. Prabhupada was asked actually, are you partial to your some disciple or you are impartial, equal to all? Prabhupada said immediately, he said, I'm equal to all my disciples. But after a few moments, he said something very interesting. He said, I'm paraphrasing, almost same. Prabhupada said, but some of my disciples showing interest to do more service. And I reciprocate with them and guide them. And it may show that I'm actually favoring those, not others. Did you get it? That means if you want to be more close to Krishna and get his favoritism, you have to serve. You have to serve, show your interest. Oh, Krishna, it's almost like a few minutes. Okay, I'm just, the last article, last point I made, does God hate bad people? Just because. And the answer is no. God hates no one. Period. God does not hate anyone. God disapproves the nefarious activities of demoniac people. But he never disowns them. Recently I just read that Prabhupada's purport on Duryodhan. When Krishna saw, you know there is a famous verse. Mayatekta sadharma nivedito atma vichikir shitame. So this verse explains this. This is spoken by Krishna actually to Duryodhan just before he was getting killed. He was hiding in a lake. When the war is over, he was the last person. And some or other he went under the lake, not out of fear. He wanted to examine what happened, just happened. So all these 18 days, everybody, all my brother, everybody's finished, doomed. Like, what happened? But Bhima was looking, but so Krishna is always, what do you say, charismatic. So he said, I thought Duryodhana is very brave. Why is he hiding? And he came out, he could not take it. No, I'm not a coward. I'm here. Oh, we are looking for you. So that time there is a correspondence, communication. Beautiful. So he said, anyway, I'll go back to there. The Prabhupada said in the purport, very nice. He said, when Duryodhana dead by Bhima, Krishna did not feel good. And Krishna actually revealed how many times he tried that soul to surrender and come back in a normalcy. Because of the time being, I'm not going to complete all this. Attitude is greater than magnitude. This is the focus of the last point. That there is an interesting point that yes, all went back home, back to Godhead. That is also spoken by Bhishma Dev in 1.9.39. But there is a key point, Prabhupada put 3.2.6 in Bhagavatam, where in the purport Prabhupada said, when Shishupal died, he did not appreciate or glorify Krishna. So when our physical body dissolved, our subtle body remains. But the subtle body, when it dissolves, then the soul. Then what happened to the soul? Well, how much devotional attitude you have, it will help you at that time. If I did not develop any attraction to Krishna, it won't help. Oh, by the way, you won't get out of subtle body at that time. In order, only bhakti can actually dissolve the subtle body. Period. Jarayati asu nirginnam anil analojatha. That verse, yes, thank you. Kapil Dev says that all the subtle body will burn, finish by bhakti, the power of bhakti. So my last point is here, those did not appreciate it, they got out of maya, but they merged into Brahman. Those who appreciated, they went to Vaikuntha. Those who appreciated, and Prabhupada writes, those who fell in love with Krishna, they went to Goloka. So it is not up to Krishna whether which part of spiritual world we will go. Yes, we have our origin, spiritual connection, but it is our attitude and our devotional character, the quality, respect to the Vaishnavas and other, it will combine together, we will be in love with Krishna in that degree, and then ultimately we will go to Golok Vrindavan. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Any, yes, Pushkar Prabhu, you have the microphone for me? Sorry, I took long time.
The devas that Arjuna is seeing universal form, the devas are okay with that, but he is not, because he doesn't want to see that. That's true, right? But
no, it's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, actually on Bhagavad Gita, I was reading that in 11th chapter. He said that Arjuna got the divine eye, but that divine eye is actually above the material eye, material vision, but below the relationship vision. Premanjana is also another eye or perception, but Premanjana is with the relationship, and material eyes has no relationship with Krishna, but in between is the divine eye. But divine eye, when is given to Arjuna, the correspondence mind with that relationship was not given, because he doesn't have a relationship with the universal. So as a result, he was not comfortable with it.
But it says in Arjuna's praying so many times, yeah, Dangstra Karlani or Amihicham Sorosangavishanti,
yes.
Kamalas, they are very fearful. You're saying they like it. You're saying they like it, but there's this million times.
No, the demigod.
Fearful, entering, chewed up, finished.
Yes. So in that scenario, demigod didn't like it. But demigod wants to see the universal form. They get fascinated.
But in the form, they're being destroyed, like anything.
In that, no, there is a difference between, well, I'm counting my time. How long? Because there is a beautiful explanation of three things. Virat Rupa, Vishwa Rupa, Kala Rupa. These are has to be separate, separate. It's not, they're not same, they're interrelated. Like what Mother Yashoda saw in Krishna's mouth, what Arjuna saw, what Advaita Acharya saw,
all different.
To Lord Chaitanya, they are different, they are not same. There's a Vishwa Rupa, there's a Virat Rupa, there is a Kala Rupa, they are all different.
But you said in reference to Gita that, demigod, but are you bringing in from some other point or are you bringing in Gita?
No,
form?
Demigod, yes, demigod loves to have that eye to see the universal form all the time, but they are not given. It's not easy to get it.
But then it says Nityan Darshana Kankshana. They always want to see the forearm form at the end, right?
They want to see.
Forearm also.
Yes, but not necessarily they see.
But it doesn't say they want to see the universal. It doesn't say that in the...
In one sense, the whole universe, you know, that the, what is it called, that fish, no.
What?
The fish.
Matsya?
No. The whole universe also...
The Shishumar.
Shishumar. What is the English name? Is there any English
They
name?
Say dolphin, but not dolphin. Okay. Like, Makar or something.
Something. Some fish.
Shishumar.
Yeah.
Prem Yogi said it was actually, and Prabhupada agreed, which is weird. Shishumar means to kill a child. And that I was right there. He said, but Shishumar means scorpion. And this should be a scorpion. And Prabhupada said, yes. But nowhere does it say that, but... He said it.
Oh, I saw.
Shishumar literally means to kill a child.
Like a dolphin type of beak.
I have no idea. It's a combination of a scorpion with a dolphin.
Oh, really?
No, but this is not something you see generally in the world. But it's,
okay. Thank you.
But Prem Yogi said that, but it's, you can find it in a conversation recorded. Shishu literally Mara means to kill, and he said it means scorpion. He probably said yes, but that doesn't say anywhere.
Like in Vrindavan. The universal form that Mother Yashoda saw,
yes,
that's caused by Vibhuti, the Aishwarya Shakti manifest. But then Aishwarya Shakti was nourished by Vatsulya Shakti.
But did Vishnu say they want to see that form that Rajan saw, or other form that Yashoda sees?
He says that Virat Rupa.
Or the one that's seen in second.
Like a Brahma, the word Brahma is also the whole universe. Brahma is also a director, or you can say generator of this whole creation, manager. Brahma has three names, three meanings, but the same word is used.
But I don't know if that applies to this one that Arjuna sees, because he's saying they're very fearful.
Often they are fearful in that one. That was a Virat Rupa. Arjuna saw Virat Rupa. They are demigods, don't want to see.
But you made it sound like they want to see.
No, I'm just expressing that how Virat Rupa has... beautiful function. Yes, Mukunda Prabhu.
Hey, I got a small technical point. So someone here in this illustrious exchange was saying that the demigods, all the demigods, want to see the universal form or something like that? Yeah, so I didn't follow the whole thing.
Well,
obviously. But my question then is, do all the demigods everywhere in every universe want to see the universal form exactly in the same way all the time, or maybe there's variety amongst the demigods how they think?
Within the universal form.
Just like a lockstep, like we just put a label on them and that's what they do.
First of all, you have 14 demigods right now in your body. They're directly connected. No, we should be. No, but we should be aware. This is in 10th canto, 14th chapter, text 33. We should be aware that how 14 demigods are right now in our body. You're speaking, you're moving your hand, that's Indra is doing. I'm not doing actually, but it looks like I'm doing. Who? No, what did he say? No, that's you talking about also Siddhi, that's different.
But you're going from square in 10:33, 14:33.
So that one is the first one. It's the commentary of Vishwanatha Gurti Thakur on 10:14.
Yeah, the demigods are very happy because they can enjoy.
But that's not true. Because
during the pastime, you were Brahma.
Correct. That's what Brahma said. The demigods are tasting through the senses of Brajabhashi, but that's not true. Brajabhashi is no. Brajabhashis are transcendental. No demigod has any access to the spiritual body. Period. Demigod has no, because Brajabhashi. Hold on. I'm talking about this. Wait. Let's address this. First of all, I'm talking about the body. I'm talking about the body. Spiritual body is you. Your spiritual body is you. You are not separated from spiritual body. Your spiritual body is you. But when you have a material body, the demigods involved. That's big difference.
Yeah, I was just going to say there was so many points. I was just going to give a series of references for things to check. So regarding how the super soul is situated in different arrangements as far as the jivas is concerned, different calibers of jiva, if you look at 288, Srila Prabhupada gives a description of how the jivas are situated in the masses of people. Mm-hmm. And if you look at 10, 29, 10, and 11, he describes how they appear, like, for instance, to the Vrijavasis, and particularly the gopis. Right? He describes how Krishna appears as a super soul to them. How and when we came to the world, you can look at the, in Bhagavatam, 11:22:10, because there's a complete explanation. Also in the Bhagavad Gita 13:20, and then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on 13:20, he actually asks and answers the question in his commentary.
Of what?
Of when and where we came to, how, when we connected to the material world. The best 1320 verse, right? Prakriti, Purusha, this verse. And then as far, also 15th chapter, it's 16th chapter, Javadharma.
Also, it does not require so much of that. It's just as simple as this, that the soul misuse the free will, period. How it misused, that's different.
Yeah.
Those who turn towards the illusory activity, mm-hmm. they got attracted by the allurement.
Yeah.
And that attraction caused false ego to appear.
Yeah.
So false ego ties the soul, uh-huh. the ego that binds the soul, mm-hmm. consciousness with unconscious matter, mm-hmm. that's called false ego. Very yeah. practical.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying where you can reference what the acharyas have said regarding these things. And then the best encapsulation of the whole thing as far as how the jivas came, when they came, etc., would be in the Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuched 1. Then Jiva Goswami gave a complete synopsis. He begins with Paramatma Vaibhava Ganane Jiva Tatastha Shakti's Rupanam Chireka Rasam. He gives a whole chronology of how everything went on. So I'm just giving references rather than trying to explain everything, where you can go to find each category.
I don't think anybody has a doubt in it.
No. There could be some confusion.
No, it's as simple as this. Mm-hmm. One sloka tells everything. Jiva nama tatastaka eko shakti hai sankarsan sarva jivere asra in chaitanya chaitamita. If you look at this, and Prabhupada gave purport is complete enough.
Also
who has the time to go search all this? I mean, I'm not saying they should not do.
I agree, but not everybody has the time.
I know in Alachua, yeah. not everybody has the time.
Jivanamata
dastaka yako sakti hai mahasankarsan sarva jivara asa. The jiva manifests from Baladev Prabhu in spiritual world, then it comes down to this Tatastha Jiva come from the Sankarsan, and that's it. Prabhupada give you a nice purport, that's complete.
Yeah, but also, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's there. What is it? Shvangsa Vibhinamsa Rupahana Vishtar Ananta Vaikunte Brahmanande Karena Vihar. Bhagavan has pastimes both in the spiritual world and in the material world. So this Shristi Leela.
No, but it says, First said in that line, Sangsa Bivinangsa.
Right.
So you have to address both, that Sangso vivinangso rupe hoiya vistar.
Right.
So sangso means his own incarnation.
And vivinamsa means the jivas.
Jiva.
And all separated parts possible.
I don't see anybody argue about it.
No. Yeah. Just saying where people can go to research each category.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
No.
I think four, no.
No. This is sangso vivinangso rupe hoiya vistar.
But those are sources where you can go in a short form to find the information. So in short form, like 13:20 of Bhagavad Gita with the commentary, Sartavarsini commentary, Vishnachak, he actually asks and answers the question. 11th canto, 22:10, it exactly says it, Anadya Vijaya Yukta Shah, etc. And then, Anuched 1, before he begins to describe bhakti, he gives a summary of what he spoke about the jiva. So he says, Paramatma Vaibhava Ganane. Previously in the Paramatma Sandarbha, I already spoke this, but I'm reiterating it in a summary. So then he says, Jiva Tatastha Shakti Rupanam Chideka Rasanam. Jiva is neutral, therefore Anadi Paramatattva Jnanam Samsarga Bhava Maya. Therefore he's been the Abhav of Swarup Shakti from Anadi Kal. And he just gives the whole breakdown. So any of these places, very simply, you can go to each category. As far as the Super Soul, even in Bhagavatam 2:8:8, in the purport, so the Prabhupada gives a breakdown.
Now you mentioned that Narayan in the class, Narayan is in one body. But on right on the cover of the book on the 11th or 12th canto, they're showing two bodies. So I haven't
two
gone
body, to one personal.
One personal, two bodies. Yeah, I'm just a pain in the neck. But, you know, all these verses about the origin and this and that, I mean, there's a lot of interpretation, it's a deep topic, and there's been a lot of discussion about this. You know, I mean, Sanskrit's a language, and it's, you know, it has to be commented upon, and Charyas often talk from different perspectives about a very profound issues. But I just, Prabhupada in the Hare Krishna address, you know, he's just trying to encapsulate what the mission is as far as his point of view goes for outreach and representing Bhakti Siddhanta and so forth. I mean, just for simple talking, I mean, he's saying, you know, Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition in the mind. It doesn't have to be learned per se in one sense because it's natural. The consciousness is the original energy of the living entity that Krishna, at least this is how he's speaking. It's the original to the living entity.
Yes.
When we hear the transcendental vibration, the consciousness is revived. You know, it's not like it's imposed. It's not like it's, you know, you don't have it and someone has to give it to you. It's like a reawakened. So, I mean, it's a big talk. And Prabhupada also says, look, I don't want to like waste a lot of time arguing about this. I mean, this is how I see it. And yeah, you know, it's like, this is how I see it. He's very clear how he sees it. And really, once you chant your rounds purely, this doesn't matter. You know, we're gone, we're back.
I don't see anybody as an argument.
I'm just talking. Yeah.
But you know one thing, you have a better base, you can look 1.14.32. Beautiful purport Prabhupada gave, conclusion of this. 1.14.32. Bhagavatam. The sentence starts with the Lord remembers all these descents. No, I remember I read this couple times. One dot 14.32. Yeah.
Also, Sukadev, Uddhava, and others, Nanda, Sunanda, and other leaders.
No, go to the paragraph. The Lord remembers. Otherwise, it's long.
Oh, it's in the purport.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord remembers them all, but his associates, although liberated souls, forget due to their long. That's interesting. Tashta Shakti, or marginal potency of the Lord. Huh. That is the difference between the Vishnu Tattva and the Jiva Tattva. The Jiva Tattva is an infinitesimal potential particles of the Lord.
And therefore, they require the protection of the Lord at all times. And to the eternal servitors of the Lord is pleased to give them all protection at all times. The liberated souls never, therefore, think themselves as free as the Lord or as powerful as the Lord, but they always seek the protection of the Lord in all circumstances, both in the material world and in the spiritual world. The dependence of the liberated soul is constitutional, for the liberated souls are like sparks of the fire. They're able to exhibit the glow of the fire along with the fire and are not independently.
Thank you.
That's yeah, this is deep stuff, you know.
Yeah, it is a like, deep stuff.
You know, we're looking at like this elephant, and oh, there's the tail, it must be a tail, and there's the legs, it must be, you know, a tree trunk, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Krishna Balaram Gauranitai Bhagavan ki jai, Gaur Premanande.
Yeah.